Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
One moment in time.
This is Hit 103.1's Footy Heads.
This will be his crowning glory.
Thank you for the title for this idea too. It's pretty much the only thing you came up with yesterday that you liked. The one thing you came up with is the one that you liked.
That's it.
It's the name.
Yeah, the other stuff was a bit hazy.
I think I did well yesterday. So floated this idea on the air yesterday morning. Yeah, okay. It was a bit half-baked.
All we knew was that we had double passes to give away to the Hit Hut for this weekend's very first home game against the Dragons. The Hit Hut tickets are pretty fabulous. You get food, you get drinks, you get prime position in the stadium. Mm. So they're awesome tickets. So we were like, well, we're not just going to give them away willy-nilly. Like, people need to actually work for them. That's when you came up with this idea that I wasn't 100% sold on.
So the idea is tying buckets to participants' heads. Mm. I don't know, we'll get... I think is a nice round number. And we're going to throw these like little soft footies or whatever we can find down at them. And whoever catches the most in their bucket on their head wins the Hit Hut tickets, right?
Yes.
So that was the idea. It was very half-baked. And you said, look, I'm on board if you can get a player.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was one of the mentions was you would try to get a Cowboys player to kick or throw the balls so that we're not doing it. And I never thought you'd ever in a million years be able to get one because they play this weekend, so they're pretty busy guys.
So the coaching staff came back and they're like, absolutely not. We are training on, like, you're an idiot, Cliffo. We are training on Thursday, you moron. Like, it's not going to happen. But the Cowboys, some of the behind-the-scenes ex-players were more than happy to put their hands up.
Who?
So we have three Cowboys legends. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
To throw the footies at our footy heads. On Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we decided we're going to do it. We have lined up Matty Bowen.
Nice.
Ray Thompson and Antonio Winterstein.
No way.
Not one Cowboys legend, but three Cowboys legends willing to be part of Footy Heads. Matty Bowen, who's now like a Cowboys Life member. He got that on Friday at the season launch. Ray Thompson and Tones Winterstein.
All right. Well, I said yesterday that I will back your idea if you can get a player, and you've done that, so I have no choice now. So let's lock this in.
Gabby,
we're doing Footy Heads.
Reluctantly agreeing to the concept.
Did you get a stadium?
Yeah.
Can we do it at the stadium?
But apparently they're painting the lines on Thursday as well too, so we have to be
careful.
That's why we got to do it in the afternoon. We can't do it in the morning because in the morning the lines get painted. So we have to give it time to dry.
All right.
How bad would it look if we trampled like white footprints all over 1300 Smiles Stadium?
Wasn't me. And you've just got white all over your feet. All right. So Thursday Arv, it's happening at 1300 Smiles Stadium. We've got the Cowboys lined up. We just need to figure out how to put buckets on heads and get some squishy balls and we're good to go.
We have another spot to give away right now. If you want to be a footy head, call us. But they're pretty much the two things, Gabs. You have to be willing to participate.
Yes.
Have the bucket on your head and you have to be available like at the stadium 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
4 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
All right.
All right.
So 13, 12, 16,
and
15.
You have to allow us to film it.
Oh, mate. That's absolutely a given. 13, 12, 16. If you want to win, you ain't at the Hit Hut and you're available Thursday Arvo at 4 for Footy Heads. Jody on 13, 12, 16. You keen to take part?
Yes.
Someone likes the idea in the background.
Yeah, that was my son Archie.
Right, so,
hey,
would
Archie.
You take your son if you were to win these
classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jody, hold the line. Don't hang up. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Donna.
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 What do you reckon about the concept?
I love it.
You would, of course, you'd say that because you want the tickets.
Well, yeah, but I still love it.
Gabby, people are capable of loving the idea. Like, not all my ideas are crap.
But no one's going to say the idea is crap, Cliffo, but still give me the
tips. The glass is half full, negative Nancy. Donna, how do you reckon you'd go at the buckets on the head thing? Like, would you be a genuine competitor? Are you, like, is there a bit of athleticism about you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Donna.
I have a condition.
Yeah. Oh, what's
Can
that?
Can I have Matty Bowen?
It's gonna be a mismatch of everyone. Like everyone's just gonna be kicking the balls at the same time.
All right.
Hold that. You're a maybe. Like you're not in a position really to be making demands, Donna. Let's be honest. We haven't picked you yet. One more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Oh shit! It's me. I'm Alison. Holy moly!
Alison, was it?
Yes.
How keen are you?
Oh, I am so keen. I don't like football, but I like Cowboys.
Oh.
Oh, so you're just not interested in the code per se, but the Cowboys love.
Hell yeah.
So what do you watch then when you go to the game? Just the men in the short shorts running around. You don't actually care what the score is.
Who doesn't? Who goes to football?
I like you, Alison.
Yeah, that's fun. All right, hold there. I like her. She's fun, but I don't know. I really think...
But I kind of want someone who's into football to go to the game, hey? Yeah.
Donna, are you there?
I am.
It's you, all right? You're competing Thursday at 4.
Awesome.
No more demands, though.
No more demands, Donna. Let's ease up on that action, shall we?
No worries.
All right, hold there, Donna. We'll get some more details, okay? Thank you for being part of Footy Heads.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
You're a legend. More chances to win your way into the Hit Hut tomorrow.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
But right now, I don't want to talk about Footy Heads. I want to talk about mullet heads. Because the Townsville Bulletin is doing a competition, Gabs, to find Townsville's best mullet.
Yeah, it was actually really surprised me this morning when I opened the paper. Page 3, there's just this adorable photo of a young kid with an epic mullet. And I was like, all right, what's going on here?
This is like a mullet a 50-year-old bloke would be proud of. We've actually got his mum. Like, one of Townsville's best mullets belongs to a 3-year-old. And his mum, the perpetuator of all this, her name's Michaela. Hello, Michaela. Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How, like, your son, this mullet is crazy. Like I say, like...
It's so long.
It's a mullet that a 50-year-old bloke would be proud of. How did it start, like, this mullet on your 3-year-old?
Well, he's been growing it ever since he was born. But my dad actually has a mullet, so he's had that ever since he was a kid. His brothers have mullets, yeah.
So it's a family tradition for everyone to have
much,
a mullet.
Yeah.
He has beautiful long locks, though. Like, I am actually jealous of the lengths and the colour of his hair. So I can understand why you wouldn't want to chop it all off, but you have very strict rules when you go to the hairdresser, hey?
Oh, yes.
What are they?
They do not touch the back at all.
Right. And is it true, like, he's only 3 years old, but he's even been like, whoa, 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 back off with the clippers, like with barbers before?
He has had actually a little cry at a clipper when they went to cut the back.
Wow.
How dare they?
But yeah, no, he loves his mullet. He'll give you a mullet shake.
What's that?
And yeah, he'll just shake his hair for you.
Oh, right. I was thinking like a handshake. Oh, that really confused me. I get it.
Just shakes it like he's in a Maybelline commercial.
Yeah. Maybe I was born with it.
Yeah. Pleased to meet you. Shake my mullet. He's just so adorable.
He's
and
so
the fact
cute.
That one of Townsville's best mullets belongs to a 3-year-old, we just love so much. Is he there right now? Like, and is he a talker or not really?
I can give him a try. Brocky. Oh. Brocky, come here. You want to say hello? Hello.
Brocky.
He's just woken up.
Brocky, do you love your mullet?
Do you love your mullet? Yeah.
Yes.
We might let him wake up,
can we talk on the phone?
He is so cute.
Ah. I absolutely. Hey, can we play? I reckon we need to get a bit of a song or something on him. When I think mullets, I think Agga Dagga. Look,
that is awesome.
He's such a sweetheart and the owner of Townsville's best mullet. I can't believe a 3-year-old has taken it out. Thanks so much for your time, Michaela. Great work.
Thank you.
And big love to you and the fam.
Thank you very much, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
One of my very best friends has recently told me that she is pregnant. Yeah, it's really exciting.
That's the ultimate contraceptive right there. Yeah.
Well, also the fact that she is unbelievably sick. Like, she has morning sickness, morning, noon and night. Like, she can barely get out of bed most days.
It's not an accurate name, is it? It's just all the time sickness.
All sickness. And so the poor thing, she's been really sick, and that's why she told us a fair few weeks ago to let us know why she wasn't participating like in life. Yeah. And so...
Why she wasn't participating in life.
She wasn't. She was she was very much a hermit. I know. And so I haven't been able to say anything for a few weeks though, because it was a bit early stages. Mm. But on the weekend she was finally able to tell everyone. It was really exciting. And while I was back in my hometown, I ran into her parents and I said, "Congratulations." And I was like, "Oh, it's so adorable. You're gonna have another grandkid." And they were like, "Another two?"
Yeah.
And I went, "What?" Turns out her sister is also pregnant at the exact same time. But not only that, their grandchild, so my friend's nephew, is also having a baby with his girlfriend. So he's 24. He's an older nephew because they have older sisters. So herself, her sister, and her nephew are all going to have babies around about the same month.
Something in the water at Christmas.
And that is why I did not drink any water while I was back in my hometown. But I thought that was pretty phenomenal. Yeah. Hey, and this was all a coincidence. Like, they all fell pregnant at the same time accidentally. Yeah. But I reckon there are people out there who plan this. Who either their sister, their best friend.
Yeah, you mean so they're going to have a baby at the same time?
Yeah, and they go, "Hey, hun, let's have a baby at the same time." So they can grow up to be best friends.
Yeah.
So tonight, let's get it on.
I don't know of a case of it actually happening, but you've seen it. I think everyone's seen it. Like, friends of friends of friends or whatever, like, all getting pregnant at the same time.
And I would love friends getting pregnant
at the same time.
Well, back when I was younger, we all said that. We all said, "Oh, let's have kids at the same time so all of our kids can be best friends. Like, we're best friends. It would be so cute." But life didn't quite pan out that way. We're all at different stages when we decided to have babies, so it didn't work out. But there would be friendship groups or sisters out there who 100% would have planned this out. So 13, 12, 16. Did you plan to have a baby at the same time as someone else?
It's almost like collective pregnancies.
Yes, it is. It's a collective pregnancy.
13, 12, 16. Have you heard of this, Townsville? Mm. Like, people trying to get pregnant at the same time as their mates or their own family or whatever, just so you can have this little click. Growing up
You want to keep the friendship together.
Yeah. I mean, it would be planned, surely. Like, because you see it all the time accidentally, but there's got to be ones, like, people who
I would have done it for sure if it had worked out that way.
Is it a thing, collective pregnancies, like planning a pregnancy? Sarah on 13, 12, 16, is it a thing for you, mate?
Yeah.
What happened? Was it you?
Yeah, me and my sister.
And you planned it all out?
Yeah, we were both going to have our fourth and final baby, so we planned them together.
Was that a good idea? Like, in hindsight now, you're both going through the hormones of pregnancy together. Was that a good or a bad thing?
Well, we actually live apart, so my mum wasn't very happy about it because she didn't know where she was going to be for which baby at what time. Because, like, she's in Brisbane, so...
That is tough. Like, she'd have to pick one birth to be at.
Who is my favourite daughter? I have to pick 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Heidi.
Did you organise to have a pregnancy at the same time as someone else?
A collective pregnancy.
So we didn't plan it, but it was pretty crazy. 1 year, me and two other sisters fell pregnant in the same year.
Wow.
And then we did it again in another year. It was me and three sisters.
That is so cool. And now all the cousins are just going to grow up so close.
Keeping it in the family. One more, 13, 12, 16. Who's this? Oh, gone. Off to get pregnant.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I'm absolutely addicted to Dancing with the Stars. I am obsessed and I'm loving every minute of it. The lady that did get eliminated last night, though, that I was hoping to see a little bit more of was Cass Thornburn, and she's joining us right now. Cass, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not sure I was going to improve enough for you, though. So, who else were you keeping an eye on?
Well, everyone, actually, to tell you the truth. I'm just really enjoying watching everyone give it a go because I do that dancing myself. So I love watching the professionals. I love watching the celebrities, you know, just try their hardest. It's really enjoyable for me. But how did you like your journey?
No, I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience. It was, you know, it was hard work and a roller coaster, but it was really enjoyable. I think, one of the hardest parts is you kind of get out there and some of the celebrities on the show were actually pretty good from the beginning. It's like, oh, that's a bit scary.
Yeah. Last night
was so good to watch because it's Latin night, which is, you know, that's all, it's all, you know, what's it's so sensual and sexy.
Yeah.
And Kath, you had some hot mama action going on.
My God. Right? Oh, jeepers, I'm 48 next weekend. I'm glad I did that at 47.
You do not look it.
You know, who goes on television in a leotard?
And you look smoking. Like, I've noticed right from last week, the first week you wore a long dress, but last week you had your legs out, and you did last night again, and you are looking fine. Have you toned up from doing this dancing? Is that what's happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's all the toning up is... It's dancing surprised me about how much it does make you tone up. It's, yeah, quite incredible.
I'm just going to go one step further, Cass. Last night, you were just damn right, like, sexy. What are your kids thinking of this? Are your kids, like, loving you being on dancing? I'm a married man. I'm sorry. But what are your kids thinking? Are they like, Mom, this is the greatest thing ever? Or are they just slapping their head going, Mom, you're embarrassing
me. Get the hot
me.
Pants off.
No, they were really into it. But I haven't spoken to them today. We were up at Sparrow Fart. So, yeah, I haven't spoken to them about the whole leotard thing. I'm sure I'll hear all about it later. I'm sure the 19-year-old will have something to say about it.
Yeah.
Well, his friends might have something to say about it too.
His mates will have said, "Oh, look at the MILF."
Oh no! His 21st is going to be an interesting one.
I feel sorry for him because I had a mate in high school, like about the same age as your son, and he had a real hot mum. And man, we gave it to him big time.
Yeah, see, this is what can happen. So it's a bit dangerous to get out there in a leotard,
especially on Latin night.
Crazy. What about the fringing?
Oh, it's beautiful. Jesus. And the leopard print in pink and the sparkly eyeshadow, the hair extensions, like you had it all.
The hair extensions were amazing. How about all that? But I did feel a bit like, you know, like a flamingo. It's like, you know, or a pink giraffe or something, you know, like, whoa, it was a bit out there.
Cassandra Thorburn, you've been fun, really, really fun to watch last night.
The temperature's just gone up in this studio.
No, I've just been weird now.
Thank you so much. I'm taking that as a compliment.
No, please do.
Thank you.
It's every Monday, 7:30 only on Channel 10. Good luck, Cassandra. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.